American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you live this Friday, 16 November 2016. Fake news. By the way, if you've noticed, we had nothing posted on the website. I did not talk about it, and to my knowledge, most of the hosts, I don't get a chance to listen to everybody. But Mike Rivero first came up with this, and I was listening to his program, and I did a little investigating about this Pizzagate, and I thought, yeah, that stinks to high heavens. And I was right. Now, is that to say that these twisted people do not do... Eyes Wide Shut? No, I'm not saying that they don't. It's well known, but not documented. You won't see any film at one of these little sex parties or with underage children or anything else, because that kind of stuff gets you killed. And I mean immediately. But I stayed away from the Pizzagate thing, and everybody's starting to figure out, oh, wait a minute, that was fake news. Well, gee, isn't that surprising about the time that they plant that story and everybody picks up on it? Then they roll on with the fake news? And did I play that yesterday, Mike? The link you just gave me. Okay, all right, great. So, you know, I mean, in this country, folks... we've got a little problem that we still have people that will not identify communist or socialist for what they are, being communist and socialist. You know, that's taboo. What we say here in this country are progressive or liberal or some other such nonsense. But if you pay attention to Barack Obama... And his father, Mr. Marshall? Was that his last name? Frank Davis Marshall or Frank Marshall Davis, whatever the hell. Yeah. Which one? You gave me a thumbs up. Marshall Davis, thank you. He and his white wife that gave, wife, but they kind of sired a child together. And well, this guy and Obama's mother, she was a stripper, and they liked to do porno movies. And it's like, well, yeah, it's indoctrinated into the communist way that nothing matters, that there are no limits, and on and on and on it goes. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, you know, when? Just like I was calling before the Donald Trump stuff, before Black Lives Mattered rolled around, I kept telling people that, you know, we should start having adult conversations about black-white in this country and really drill down on it. I mean, really, really get down into it. And not going with a microphone out in the streets talking to some reactionary that's just going to give you a bumper sticker slogan. And some of them are rather good at it. They're able to string 20, 30 bumper stickers together. And it almost sounds, legitimate until you start asking questions. But in this country, you know, we talk about a liberal media. We talk about progressives as if this is somehow enlightened person or this is the future of America. Well, I want to draw your attention once again to this wonderful little piece that was put out. And it was by Hollywood B actors. If you watch the video, there was a couple people from MASH, text that guy's name, Farrell, and there was Hot Lips there that, whew, wow, ooh, she looks anything but hot anymore. But they concoct this stuff, and they put it out there, and it's the lamestream media, which are the communist purveyors. If they aren't just straight-out communists, I don't know. I haven't seen their identity card yet. But there's this unnamed morass that's rolling over this country that has infected the university. It has infected our school system, our public schools. And nobody is willing to stand up and call it for what it is, which I find really amazing. You know, didn't we almost go to a nuclear war with Russia because communism was bad? You know, didn't we fight the communist in Korea? Didn't we fight the communist in Vietnam? Didn't the neocons want us to use a nuclear weapon on Cuba when Kennedy was president? I am just watching all of this, and I'm going, aren't there people in this country outside of that media that are willing to speak up and call an ace or call it an ace of spades or just give it a name but speak the truth? Well, evidently not. Evidently not. Now, when you look at a communist, what do they look like? Do they look like James Cromwell, the actor? Does he look like Mike Farrell? Do they look like Loretta Swit? Do they look like Christine Lotti? Is this just political? Or is it more? Now, I'm going to, Mike, open up that pot because I'm going to play this again. I played it yesterday, but please, listen to this again. Now, this is a special kind of witchery. Because you have the leftists, or the progressives, or the communists, or liberals. I don't know what the hell you want to call them. But what does a communist in America look like today? Does it look like Mr. Sheen? Now, in the body of that 2.5-minute piece, damn, it almost sounded American. They talked about the Constitution. They talked about you being patriotic. They talked about you doing the right thing. And it's still. Wait for it. This is not about electing Hillary. This is not about getting Hillary elected and put in the White House. No, it's not about that. It's about us doing our constitutional and patriotic duty. Well, Mr. Sheen, I doubt very much you can even spell Constitution. And you'd have to ask your drug-addled son when he isn't all coked up how to spell it, because I think he's smarter than you. They're teaming up to beg the Republicans at the Electoral College to flip their vote. Now, I've even mentioned on the air about, you know, the Electoral College itself has been so corrupted. This is the biggest political game in town, aside from getting your person elected to whatever office at whatever level. And And I said, you know, wouldn't it be better if we just cast votes as long as we had receipts, just make it a national vote and, you know, bypass the Electoral College? Yeah, except for one thing. The Electoral College is just there to take the votes from the people of who they want to be put on the ticket, whether it be Democrat or Republican from their respective states. Control, supposedly, here we go again, control at the state level by, guess what? You and me, we the people. We the people. But they have made it so political and insulated it so well that it almost sounds like a good idea. I've since stepped back from that position, and for the aforementioned explanation, that's the reason why. Is because this is broken down state by state. And supposedly we're supposed to have control over it. Now, I'm going to play this clip for you again, and listen closely, because they had to go to actors to get this thing done. You know, the normal run-of-the-mill street person out there wouldn't be able to do it. No, we had to have actors with cue cards and a wonderfully written script that it's appealing to those constitutional-minded... Did I say constitutionally-minded Republicans? Oh, God.
Republican members of the Electoral College, this message is for you. As you know, our founding fathers built the Electoral College to safeguard the American people from the dangers of a demagogue and to ensure that the presidency only goes to someone who is, to an eminent degree, endowed with the requisite qualifications.
Okay, let me stop here. I agree. I was talking to a man at the bank this afternoon, didn't know what his politics were, didn't tell him what mine were, and we struck up a conversation. And boy, he hopes Trump doesn't last very long, because if anybody should be in there, it should be Mike Pence. I'm like, really? Mike Pence is president, huh? He said, yeah. He says, what in the hell? You know, some business guy? Some businessman's going to be president of the United States? How's that going to work out for us? And I looked at him and I said, well, don't you know that's what the business of government is business? And I tried one other thing on him, and I later found out he was a Hillary Clinton supporter from one of the tellers. I said to him, I said, you know, I said, this country's been in bankruptcy since March 9th in 1933, and our government, our Congress, is in, they're the receivership of that bankruptcy. Then a spot opened up at a window, and he goes toddling off, and he looks over his shoulder at me, and he says, yeah, but Bill Clinton got us out of it. And what I did note was, the more I tried to talk to this guy, the more he just ran his mouth. I have had this happen over and over and over again. And it doesn't take me but a New York second here to figure out what their politics are. When they just start blathering platitudes, forget social interaction, or at least being polite, having a conversation with another person. They'll just rattle on, rattle, 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 and when you try to intersperse something, they just keep right on talking. Now, of course, they don't even realize that they're just mouthing ignorance based on nothing, or what somebody told them, or what the dialogue to consensus was. They just keep talking. What a tragedy for people to be so cold but stupid in this country, and then to miss the really important point of it all, not to realize how cold but stupid you really are. Jeez, I'm sorry. I kind of went off on a rant there for a moment.
Eminent degree. Someone who is highly qualified for the job.
The Electoral College was created specifically to prevent an unfit candidate from becoming president.
There are 538 members of the Electoral College.
That's why it was done. I thought it was just
36
the best qualified.
Other conscientious Republican electors could make a difference
by voting your conscience on December 19th,
and thereby shaping the future of our nation. I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Bull sugar.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Bull sugar.
I'm not asking you to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Bull sugar.
As you know, the Constitution gives electors the right to vote for any eligible person.
Any eligible person, no matter which party they belong to.
But it should certainly be someone you consider especially competent.
Especially competent to serve as President of the United States of America.
By voting your conscience, you and other brave Republican electors can give the House of Representatives the option to select a qualified candidate for the presidency.
I stand with you.
I stand with you.
I stand with you.
I stand with you in support and solidarity with conservatives, independents, and liberals.
And all citizens of the United States.
The American people trust that your voice speaks for us all.
And that you will make yourself heard through the constitutional responsibility granted to you by Alexander Hamilton himself.
What is evident is that Donald Trump lacks more than the qualifications to be president.
He lacks the necessary stability.
And clearly the respect for the Constitution of our great nation.
You have position,
the authority,
and the opportunity to go down in the books as an American hero.
Who changed the course of history.
And you have my respect.
You have my respect.
You have my respect.
For your patriotism.
And service to the American people. Unite for America.
You know, if I were just Joe Blow from Kokomo, didn't know my golf ball from a hole in the ground, I might look at that and go, wow, that's pretty impressive. There's a bunch of actors, you know, they care. They understand what the Constitution is. They understand what being patriotic is all about. You know, they want the best for the country. They want the best qualified person to be president of the United States. That's buyable, isn't it? I'd buy that for a dollar. And let me refer back to my original statement here about people that are so stupid I'll not use the term ignorant. This time I'll use the word stupid. Ignorance is lacking in the fact. These people are stupid enough they don't even recognize they're lacking fact. And they're ready to scratch your eyes out over it. How dumb has America become that you want the second communist administration in the White House? And you will not admit how bad of a job Barry Sartorial really did. And that we did have a real communist in the White House. I'm a little amazed. Oh, that's right. Well, it's what the media tells people, and they think that the news is telling them the truth. Well, maybe not all the truth, not all of the time, but most of the time, or they give us enough truth, well, I should be able to meander around in that pile of hudda and figure out what things are. How many times in the last 25 years did you hear the media and news publications, magazines, don't give a damn, how wonderful a man Nelson Mandela was? How many times did you hear that? Oh, Nelson Mandela. Oh, Nelson Mandela. Oh, he's a good guy. Well, let's lay a little bit of fake news truth on people. We got to come up with something to jam this right up their largest orifice and break it off. Since Nelson Mandela and the Communist African National Congress, the ANC, remember that? You don't hear that on the news anymore. Since they took over South Africa, there's been a little genocide going on down there. Didn't hear it in the news? God, it can't be true if you didn't hear it in the news. More than 70,000 whites have been murdered, and untold numbers have been robbed, raped, and tortured. Yes, we'll probably see another Nelson Mandela story pop up that Nelson was a wonderful man. Yeah, if you like butchers and communists.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're a surprise every time I get behind this microphone. I do not know what's going to be in my ears, and neither do you, the listening audience. Okay. This article was written by Paul Fromm. Paul Fromm is on this network on a regular basis, on with James Kelso, Trump phenomenon. Well, you won't hear about 70,000 whites that have been murdered in South Africa. You will not hear about this in the Western media, which fawns over black terrorists who now run the once prosperous country. Claudia Byron is a South African activist now living in London. Her grandmother owned a bakery in South Africa. And one day, six blacks entered the bakery and gang raped her. They then tried to shoot her. The gun jammed. They were a little miffed, so they ganged raped her again. And the 70-year-old something woman died, and robbery was not the motive. One of the South African Family Relief Project volunteers who drove this writer around, that being Paul Fromm again, Durban, drove him around Durban during a recent fact-finding visit to South Africa, related the experience of a co-worker. This man and his adult son were working on their boat at their home in an upscale area, when two blacks came up the driveway and demanded the keys to the son's car. When the father refused, the blacks shot him dead and then fled. Jolene Trickhart, my Johannesburg guide's daughter-in-law, was one of the managers in a nightclub called Truth several years ago. The nightclub was open once a week for parties and dances. One night, four armed black men burst in, firing handguns, and attacked the staff. They herded the managers and the disc jockey into an office. They beat one manager with a pistol and kicked Miss Trickhart repeatedly when she disobeyed their orders to keep her eyes down and not to look. The bandits made off with the night's proceeds. 400,000 rand, that's roughly $40,000, as well as the staff's cell phones, and they were never caught. Gee, can't they track a phone down there like they do here? Every white person I met feared for their physical safety. Crime, murder, robbery, and rape is rampant. South Africa has the highest rape rate in the world and the second highest murder rate, making the country more dangerous than most parts of Iraq. Now, most victims and perpetrators are black. Rapes are rampant in black schools. Parents often accept a small sum of money as financial compensation for their raped daughter rather than going to corrupt and incompetent police. And you can better believe if the cops are crooked, the courts are twice as bad. The website GenocideWatch.com observes about 50 people on average are murdered in South Africa per day. Of a week, 50 a day, folks, of which at least 20 of them are whites. 95% of black-on-white murder rate. And please take into consideration that white people make up only about 9% or 4.5 million of the demographics in South Africa. And therefore, the white murder rate in South Africa is significant. Now, for a bribe, police case files can be made to disappear, and the case never comes to court. Traffic stops are often an excuse for a bribe. A 100 rand note or 10 bucks, my host told me, would usually make a traffic stop go away. Worse, police are sometimes the perpetrators of carjackings and robberies. One incident, the attempted kidnapping of a rich Chinese couple in an upper-class area of Johannesburg, was captured on a cell phone, and it seemed to be perpetrated by police in the guise of stopping to question the couple. By the way, the video has gone viral on the internet. If you want to see the video yourself, go to republicbroadcasting.org. The story here is annotated, and it's got links. Now, as I said before, over 70,000 whites have been murdered in South Africa since power was handed to the ANC. Over 5,000 farmers have been murdered, and many of these killings involve hideous torture. An old terrorist chant of the ANC is, "Shoot the farmer, kill the Boer." This song has been sung in recent times, even by President Jacob Zuma. We'll take your phone calls. It's an open phone Friday today, 800-313-9443. A little bit more on the 50,000 plus that have been killed in South Africa.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, "I think we're in remission." I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're just having fun today, aren't you? 800-313-9443. Don't want to interrupt your naps out there, but just in case you have something that I'm not talking about, whatever topic you'd like to bring up, that's why we call it open phone. Now, the communist ideology of the ANC calls for the eventual seizure of most of the farms. So traumatized and beleaguered are the South African farmers that farm production has slumped, and the South Africa is now a food importing country. Now, what's going on in South Africa is a slow genocide of the white population. The mounting homicidal violence against whites, the denial of access to jobs for whites, and the erasing of their history and culture mean genocide on the installment plan. And could America be next? Well, Mr. Fromm, we're already there. And if you remember, think back, folks, about that adult conversation I kept begging people to have. Educated blacks and educated whites, knowing full history of not sitting there and shouting at each other, making position, but sitting there and having a dialogue Exposing truths for a greater understanding. And for me, that's the only way that you arrive at the truth, is you gather all the facts and you weigh them and make your decision. How else can it be done? But you remember me saying that it's time we have an adult conversation. And the prejudice that whites might have felt towards blacks wasn't necessarily because of their skin. It was the politics they were dragging around with them. You know, I mean, it is what it is. And to garner attention over something that you feel is important enough to demonstrate over, you would let elements of your own party, I hasten to call them a movement, because it's really not a movement. And most of the people that were decrying the fact that they are oppressed never took advantage of any of the opportunities that are in this country, ever. You know, I mean, I've tried to put myself as a black child in a ghetto. And how I would escape that. Well, come hell or high water, I would get my hat and I'd get gone real quick. By any means necessary, I'd be out of there. And I especially enjoyed what Jim Brown, now 80 years old, the ex-football star for the Cleveland Browns, arguably one of the best running backs ever. I mean, the guy was just fast and strong as all get out. Wouldn't be anything for this guy to run through half of the opposing football team on his way down to the end zone and do it with flair. And he come out and says, wait a minute here. He says, I don't understand this prejudice. I don't understand this prejudice. He said, when I was growing up, he says, the most influential people in my life, they were all white people. And for me to run around and do the black thing, and I hate whitey. I mean, the more extreme elements of the quote-unquote protesters are outright calling for the killings of whites because they're just white. Could America be next? We're already there. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. You know, we gotta look back in time and whatnot. I mean, look how stupid we've been. And we have to go back in time.
Hey, wait a minute, white man. Speak for yourself. No, I'm just teasing. I'm just kidding, Andy. I'm sorry. It's Friday. It's been a long week.
No. I mean, no. I'm going back in time here. There's a specific point in time where the government took over our education and they rooted out all of this stuff about the Constitution, purposely, mind you, so that we wouldn't know anything about what our rights are and whatnot. And so we would grow up believing what they told us was our rights is our rights, when in fact our rights are something different.
You're right.
And so... Exactly. But the point is that is really what I think is the biggest problem here, because if people grew up with an education towards their rights, I mean, we should be just hammering this in kids' heads from the day they can get to school to the day they leave school, that this is it. You know, you want a free country, you want to keep this republic. And so it's obvious that there's been a program to totally make us undigest the Bill of Rights.
But you see, Andy, it's not the job of the school to make your children patriotic. You know, osmotically, when I was younger, people didn't do a lot of trash talking about the government. They'd grumble every now and again, well, look what the government's doing. But you didn't have this abject hatred of the symbology of America, the American flag, for instance. You know, you just didn't have. I watched a video the other day of it was a Hillary Clinton supporter versus a woman, and She said, you know, burn that damn flag. That flag doesn't represent anything I believe in. And I'm thinking to myself,
oh my God.
Wow. You know, and then she just was basically calling for the killing of all white people. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, be careful what you ask for because you just may get it. And knowing full well, Andy, that this is what the powers behind the throne would like to see in this country. They'd like to see a full-blown race war in this country. Class warfare. Call it what you will. But these are the tools of the little commies. They have used it before, and they will use it again to split and divide people, to weaken them, and then move their political agenda or ideology along. And I don't think... at least I have not anybody that listens to this program argue with me that, oh, well, this isn't communism or this isn't socialism or this isn't a sea change of political ideology in this country. I've yet to have anybody challenge me on that because that's exactly what it is. But nobody will call it what it is.
Well, hey, John, you do realize if there is a civil war in this country, all the guys who support Trump, they're the ones who own the guns. And all the rest of them are snowflakes that are just truffling out of Hillary Clinton's dandruff. You know what I mean? These people don't even know how to hold a gun. So this civil war will be over before. I mean, it'll be like a duck shoot.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
The people that support Hillary Clinton and this establishment, they're just not aware of how to survive.
Well, they don't want to learn how to survive. You just hit a key point there. Why would you want to learn how to survive when you're gonna rely on your sugar daddy, Uncle Sammy, to give you everything that you need? Well, maybe not everything that you want, but everything that you need.
But that makes them snowflakes. I mean, they're bought and paid for snowflakes. I mean, we should be shoveling these guys off our sidewalks. I mean, this is how pathetic it is. I mean, it doesn't matter how this election and this electoral vote thing comes out. It doesn't matter. The winners are the winners. And the winners are the men and the people who are standing strong. Those are the guys who stood behind Donald Trump because they realized he resonated with a lot of people. Hillary Clinton was offering the same BS that she's been giving us forever and a day, and the establishment has been giving us.
You
and
know,
we got something new.
You know, when I was watching that video and you guys were listening to it about, let's flip the electoral vote, talking about we need somebody qualified in the White House, my God in heaven. You know, the zipper on these trousers has not been pulled down, and the pants pulled around down the knees here of the people who, first off, who Hillary Clinton really is. You know, forget this manufactured image in people's minds and this so-called qualified person. You know, I mean, this qualified person didn't even have the dignity or the respect of the people, the voters, the people that supported her, for her to come out on election night and at least say, hey, you know, I'm very tired. Thank you. I'll talk to you. She wouldn't even come out and say, I'll talk to you tomorrow. She wouldn't come out and make an appearance. She sent out Podesta as to tell people, go home, get some sleep, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Too much vodka.
Well, and later we find out this little corker, she gets drunk on her keister and becomes violent and I guess was even socking around Bill. I don't doubt that Hillary could kick Bill's butt, but, you know, I mean, this is the qualified person. Wait till they find out about the Clinton Foundation and all the criminality. Wait till they find out how big of a crook this woman really is. And I, for one, Andy, I thought it was maybe not the right timing, because Trump has got a lot of work to do, but I think some special things could be set up, and they report to the Justice Department. They do start a real investigation on this creature, and let's charge her and put her in jail. Let's do that because, you know, and I know that high-ranking politicians don't go to jail, but sometimes they do quit. Sometimes, you know, like Tricky Dick, he didn't wait till he got thrown out of office, damn near, but he left of his own accord. Bill Clinton never did. I mean, that guy was impeached. And we had a seated president lying to a grand jury, lying straight to their face. Well, that's not bad enough to get you thrown out. You know, it's not bad enough that Bill Clinton was what he was in Arkansas and the dirty politics and the body count behind that. All of that's not important. And it's going to be fascinating to watch the catatonic brain fart that goes on when these people start to realize how close they were with putting that creature in the White House.
Well, I like that catatonic brain fart. That makes it very, very, it resonates. But you know what? What we have is we have a bunch of hypocritical people. We have a bunch of people who have no idea what the legitimate American person is going through, let alone the poorest person, to even the richest person, for that matter, that's not involved in politics. So we're just these people living in our little world, doing our little thing and stuff, and they're pretending like they know what's going on. And their pretend mechanism that they've put forward is no longer working, because that pretend mechanism does not resonate with anybody, because they have downsized our entire economy to a point where even the rich people are feeling poor. So we're having some serious problems here. I think they've made a serious mistake, and I think the internet plays a very big part in the fact that they messed up big time.
Well, then the sad part, and I'll reiterate this, is the sad part is to find out that people want to stay stuck in their stupidity, and they will close their ears. They will close their minds and close their ears and close their hearts and hang on dearly to what they perceive to be true. And I can't even think of a descriptive enough word, Andy. I cannot, of how sad this is. Do you remember the United Negro College Fund? Remember what their tagline was for a number of years? A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Man, we've got some neo-maxi-zoomed weebies running around this country, and a lot of them.
Did that come from Breakfast Club?
It sure did.
No, I liked their show. That was awesome. Zoom.
But I didn't do the elephant and try to pull its trunk thing. Andy, thanks.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you very much. Love your show, though.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye. It's funny how things stick in your head. Neo Maxi Zoomed Weeby. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey, excellent example, John, with that Nelson Mandela. That is so true, and so many people don't even know that, what he was all about. That was a great example, by the way. But, you know, when you played that clip with Martin Sheen, and I can't tell who the other actors were, but these other washed-up Hollyweird actors, the only one that seemed to be really calling a spade would have been Susan Sarandon, as far as I could see. You agree?
Is this the one that flipped on Hillary?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's the only one who seems like to call a spade, and status quo, why would you want to go with the status quo? That's not working, and she seemed to be the only one that really called a spade. But, you know, they also mentioned in that speaking out for liberals, representing us, liberals, Democrats, and the independents, well, I'm an independent, and you're not speaking for me, so I'm not sure how anybody, an independent, would back these people up at all. I mean, what they're saying, they're not speaking for us. They're speaking for socialists, Democrats, and the liberals, but they're not speaking for independents, no doubt about it.
Well, and you know, it's the what has also been done in schools is the art of critical thinking. That should be honed to a very fine point, because number one, reading and comprehension. When I was in school, you know, they would flunk you. They would literally, in the public school that I was in, you know, you could get some Fs and whatever else in this class or that class, and they'd limp you along and kick you into the next grade. But the school I was in, if you did not pass the reading class, if you did not get a D or above, and D, today's standard, I guess D is the new A. I don't know. But D, that was pretty hang your head pretty crappy when I was in school. But if you got a D or above in reading class, great. And as long as your other grades weren't too janky, they'd put you on. But if you failed that reading class, they would hold you back. Because somebody figured out that reading and comprehension in education is absolutely key. You have to understand. You have to be able to read. You have to understand what you are reading and its meanings of its words, and to do it quickly enough. And I'll never forget this, because the one teacher that I didn't personally like was the reading teacher. But he stopped one day and he said, look, he says, I know a lot of you, and he had the worst breath on the planet, and he would always get in your face, Mr. Merrilees, and he had the Coke bottle glass bottom, you know, glasses and those eyes. But he stood in class one day and he says, I know a lot of you don't like me. He says, but listen to the message I'm giving you. If you do not learn how to read and comprehend, do you know how far you're going to go in life? And he was absolutely right. Now, the critical... Hang on a second, Steve. I'm being crammed here by some music. Doggone it, bored up. 800-313-9443. It's an open phone Friday. We'll be back in exactly three. Hang on, Steve.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. Go, Steve-O.
No, point well made. I agree with you 100%. It was the same back when I went to college, went to school, that if you didn't read at the grade level you were supposed to or better, you were held back. You may have done poor in other subjects, but the reading comprehension was essential. You had to have that down in order to move on. And same way, I agree. I saw kids in college who had problems with that. I mean, they could read something, but couldn't comprehend what they had just read.
Well, the safe place, safe face, whatever these melting gooey chunks of flesh or whatever they are now. I mean, this kind of thinking has crept into the public school systems, Steve, that, you know, gosh, everybody deserves kudos and everybody has to feel good about themselves. Well, what about feeling good about yourself from a job well done? Because, you know, that's one of the first primary things that's really taught in school, that here's a curriculum. We need to, you know, see how you understand this curriculum, and then we're going to test you on it. But we're spitting dummies out of school that they can't even get out of their own way. How are they going to make it through life? And it's the same type of thinking. You know, I'll tell you what, I hope Trump makes good on his deal. I just hope he blows the DEA to hell and back and the states start taking over. Now, imagine what the school system's going to be like in California or various parts of the country, but here again, you know, people move, you know, for some of the reason you're moving out of California, you know, is probably going to be exacerbated, because when the states take over their own education in their own states, people are going to start looking on, well, where do I want to move? Well, where do they have the best schools? You know, that used to be high priority on parents' minds. Well, I want to have my kid in a good school. Well, what do you do when you look around and there are no good schools? Right. You know,
I mean, no, John, if you give a participation trophy to every kid just for participating, how will they know success and failure?
They don't. That's the whole point behind it. That you got to give them their, you got to make them feel good about themselves. And you know what? For the rest of the kids or whatever percentage of that class that really wants their mettle tested, that really wants to understand subject matter, or as I told my son one time, I said, look, I hated school. I know you hate school. But here's the exercise, and get this in your head, because this is more than anything else. This is self-discipline. Okay, you know what the job is. Learn the subject matter. You get tested. You pass the grade. Boom, you're done. And I said, and the sooner that you get that done and get that out of the way in an earnest fashion, don't cut corners, but do that in an earnest fashion, I said, what you're teaching yourself is self-discipline, because there's not going to be people holding your hand as you walk through life. One day that you'll have to stand on your own two feet as a man, and face the world on its terms.
Yeah. You know, the education nowadays, John, there's too much memorization and not learning.
Yeah.
You can memorize things, but if you learn it, it stays with you. Memorizing, it lasts for, what, an hour or two, the test, and it's over?
Yeah.
So there's no real education. There's a lot of memorization.
Well, I especially...
reciting and recall.
Yeah, I especially like the lessons I learned in life where I kept making the same stupid mistake over and over again, and it finally dawned on me, there must be a better way. Those are the lessons...
Have a great weekend, John.
Thank you. Those are the lessons learned the hardest that I remember the most. Don't make the mistakes of others, because you don't... everybody else makes, because you don't possibly have enough time to make them all yourself. Get a clue. All right, second hour of the Intel Report coming up. An hour here left in this broadcast week for me. And it's an open phone Friday. 800-313-9443.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0000.
800-951-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.